The story of the infamous 1798 mutiny has been told in a best-selling book and no fewer than five movies. Entranced by the tropical paradise of Tahiti, first mate Fletcher Christian organized a rebellion, cast Captain William Bligh and his loyalists into an open boat, and sailed on to Pitcairn, an island so remote he hoped he would never be found. The ship was set afire and sank in what's now called Bounty Bay. It carried four relatively small naval guns, four-pounders. Two of them remain on Pitcairn. Another was taken to Norfolk Island when some Pitcairners settled there. The fourth was presented to the captain of a British ship called the Oriala when she called at Pitcairn in 1898. He, in turn, gave it to the owner of the shipping company, who installed it on an island he owned in the Firth of Clyde. The island and its historic cannon passed to a businessman and maritime collector named Peter Kay in 1960. Following his death last year, the estate was put up for auction. A descendant of Fletcher Christian hopes the cannon can somehow find its way back to Pitcairn. Miralda Warren told RNZ Pacific that just a few remnants of the Bounty remain on the seabed. A lot of it has been picked up and scattered all over the world, Warren said. It's very hard to swallow that people are using Pitcairn Island and HMS Bounty for personal gain. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.